More questions than answers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The release of the redacted affidavit that led to the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence raising more questions. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the report.
The affidavit describes that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. And by May, the DOJ said that those documents, they had stuff like notes and newspapers that were all mixed up with highly classified documents.
A Florida federal judge on Saturday said that she intends to allow a special master to independently review the retrieved documents. Former President Trump said on social media Saturday that the raid was politically motivated. As shelling continues in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, which surrounds Europe's largest nuclear power plant, fears of a nuclear disaster persist. Fox's Alex Hogan has the details from Kyiv, Ukraine.
President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, announcing yesterday that its military warplanes have been updated to carry nuclear weapons. Russia has stationed troops in Belarus and will reportedly help train many of these new pilots.
With the midterm elections approaching, Missouri's new voter ID law is set to take effect today. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the report.
Under Missouri's new voter ID law, people there will have to present a government-issued photo ID to vote, a measure that was approved by lawmakers and even voters who signed off on putting the law in the state constitution in 2016, a law that's still being fought by liberal groups who are suing the state and seeking a preliminary injunction to stop Missouri from enforcing voter ID. Those who need IDs in Missouri can get them for free.
The U.S. Navy sailing two warships through the Taiwan Strait. The first such operation since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan sparked outrage from China. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pope Francis selecting new cardinals Saturday. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
Saturday at the Vatican.
Ravvivato con una preghiera semplice.
That's Pope Francis as he installed 20 new cardinals into the Roman Catholic Church. The solemn ceremony taking place at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Of the 20 new princes of the church, 16 of them are under the age of 80. That makes them eligible to vote for Francis's successor in a future conclave, the locked door assembly whose duty it is to elect a pontiff. One of the new cardinals is from the U.S., while another hails from Mongolia. Pope Francis, now 85, has named more than half of the elector cardinals now serving.
Missouri prohibiting sexual images in school library books. Fox's Mary Corsetti has the report.
A new Missouri law will soon outlaw books with sexually explicit images from school libraries. It will make it a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail for teachers to give students books with any sexual photos, drawings, or other visual depictions. However, there are exceptions for images that serve an educational purpose, like for anatomy or biology. The law also does not ban written descriptions that might be considered sexual. The Missouri Association of School Librarians says the law will likely only apply to certain comic books and graphic novels. The law takes effect Sunday.
The 2022 MTV Video Music Awards happening tonight.
Jack Harlow, Harry Styles, and Doja Cat are tied for the most nominations with 8, while Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and Lil Nas X have 7 each. Eminem and Snoop Dogg will return to the VMAs for a special performance. They're nominated in the Best Hip Hop category. Nicki Minaj will receive the Video Vanguard Award, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be given the Global Icon Award. Performers are set to include Lizzo, Blackpink, and Panic at the Disco, among others. The MTV VMAs will will air live at 8 o'clock Eastern from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.